Walter Ochinska.
Raise your hand if you think that open source projects have too much money. Okay. I hope that there will be someone here who raises their hand and they can come and do the talk instead of me because they know better. But unfortunately, none of you. I'm going to convince yourself that we can finance open source by small companies. We at SystemBit, we are giving 1% of the income to open source projects. I'm going to convince you that all of the small companies in open source can do that. And we can change much in the open source world with that. Do you know what it can be? 23.1 million. Hard question. That's the number of small companies in the European Union. Wow. How many of them do the computer science? How many of them use open source every day? How many use open source of the day? I would say half, probably. But how many are contributing and are constant users of open source? Way harder to ask. I would assume that at least 5,000. Imagine now that 5,000 companies, which is not that optimistic estimate, each of them giving 1,000 euros per year. The total budget you'd get is 5 million. What we can do with 5 million in Europe? Quite much. And 1,000 euros per company, it's not high number, it's really a pessimistic estimate. So we can do way better than that. Before we get to the details of the problem, smart dictionary check. We are in Europe, all of us talking about taxes, incomes, and financial things. We are using our own languages, and we need to have a dictionary check when we are switching to English. So, turnover, income, gross revenue, same thing. It's all sales of a company over a period of time, usually a year. And profit, it's earning minus all of the expenses that you have. What I'm convincing you that you can give 1% of the income, so all sales during a year. Now, my personal point of view. SystemBit is a company running multiple economic activities under one roof, and we are helping new activities and new people to build their activities. It's a pretty specific type of a company under the French law called CAE. We are concentrating on embedded and open source. So we are strong supporters of open source. Currently, in our model, everyone is a consultant, but we welcome production, system admins, and all other types of activities. And now, currently, every consultant gives 1% of their income to open source project. As we hold multiple independent activities, every person decides on their own to which project they want to give, because we have different preferences. And I started that when it was a one-person show, when I started the company 2 years ago. A small reminder, one percent of income means 1,000 euros for every 100,000 of income. The idea of 1% is not a new one. You have probably seen about 1% for the planet. There have been a few initiatives of giving to open source, but I think it's good to bring the idea back because we are always, as always, missing money in open source. Now, when a company gives a donation, what it needs? Invoice!
The risk I check in a company...
It's red. Oh, maybe we need better. Use this one.
Okay, I was shouting too much, I think. Yeah. Yeah. When you're running company, you need an invoice for every single expense you have. And if you pay first and then wait for invoice, you have a risk of not getting it at all, or getting after a long time. Last year, I have given to one of the organizations in open source everyone here knows, and I'm not going to name because. And it took me like 4 or 5 months of email exchanges with a person who was very sorry that they cannot get to the person doing the invoices. They cannot give me an invoice. They are going to send them a message yet again. And I was a month again, sending the message again. Finally got my voice like 5 months later. That is risky. I was already thinking how to explain that to my accountant. A company can go through a method used by big companies, purchase order that the company gives, then the recipient of the money gives the invoice, and then you pay. Problem, it's a burden. It's a burden to the organization you give, and it's a burden for the company giving the money. But that's the solution I use for bigger donations when I cannot risk of not getting the invoice. For individuals, there are other ways to donate. If a company wants to give money to an individual, that's complicated. For the tax reasons, for the legal reasons, so we're avoiding giving money directly to individuals. For cryptocurrencies, some projects accept cryptocurrencies. I leave you the question to ask your accountant, and then you need to be sure you can run away from the place. The reaction varies, but may be drastic when you talk to accountant about cryptocurrencies. So no, if you do not want to run into trouble, you don't donate in cryptocurrencies when you are running a company. Now, typical open source organizations supporting projects, what they offer for companies? Either yearly sponsoring or event sponsoring. That is something that exists for most organizations. Typically, sponsoring is from 1,000 to 25,000 euros. Depending on the level. Event sponsoring is between 500 to around 10,000 euros. Now, we compare that with what a small company can give. In a small company, I have an alternative. Either I give 1,000 euros to one project, eventually two, or I give 100 euros to way more projects. For people who live in open source, we know that if I give to project X, someone will ask, but why you are not giving to project Y and Z and some more, right? Because if you are going to one project, it's fair to give to all others. Opinions differ inside the company who is using which project in the products exactly. At the end, what happens is you want to give smaller amounts to more projects. And that is exactly not in line with what the organizations supporting open source have as an offer. Our way of doing the donation is giving directly to organizations. So we establish the way of how to do the payment. So either they have an account that you can create and then donate, or you need to contact some email address and figure out the details.
things vary. And then when we have the method set up, we have that organization in our database, and every transaction later, it goes the same way and it works. There are other ways using aggregators, like GitHub sponsors, Open Source Collective, or Linux Foundation crowdfunding. And there has been a talk about this subject by Wolfgang at the Open Source Summit Europe last year. He had a pretty different approach because that was from the approach of a big company with more internal difficulties of having the donations done than we have in small companies, but still his analysis of the ways you can donate is pretty interesting. Now, is it hard to donate to an open source project by a company? Financially, the amount of money, 1%, if you compare it to different expenses you have in a company, accounting, rent, internet access, electricity, of whatever you have, it will be in the small things that you have on the company bill. So it's not really that hard to do. What is a little bit more complicated is the organization. And what I found out is most complex is actually deciding to which project you want to give. Even in a company, when everyone agrees, we want to give. A lot of discussions and the decision making on how to do that. And then important thing, collect and document the payment procedure if you're not going through an aggregator. Important thing. Now, you would ask why. Project work as they can. And when you are already doing open source, you can say that you are already contributing and there's a kind of donation you are already doing, right? I would say that this is an addition to the work you are doing because you cannot take maintainership in every single project you are using in your product. That is just not possible. And this is the maintenance work, infrastructure, all those hard to sell as new features that need financing the most. In my opinion, that works easiest with the money because you can just pay someone spending their time on doing those tasks. And then a subject related to the presentation before. Currently, quite many organizations I was involved with, they in reality depend on donation from a small number of big companies with a part of individual donations that they receive. So if you can break that dependency and make sure that those projects have more stable and more diversified way of getting the income, that is going to improve the stability and at the end is going to improve the quality of the code we all depend on. So, are you ready to try it out in your company? Or do you have any questions, subjects for discussions?
Can I try to? So, in the meantime, you try to fix the microphone and so take a bit of time with the question then. Can you?
What is this on? Okay, there we go. What can open source projects do to make this easier? Like, for example, something that I run a scientific open source project. We're looking at trying to incorporate as a nonprofit because we think that will be more attractive, and we're trying to figure out where to do that and deal with all of the international stuff, and it's a whole thing. So I guess what do you see from the small business perspective as to what projects can do to make your giving us money easier?
Yeah. Sure, hold on. Maybe we collect some questions first, and then in between we can fix the mic issue. Would it be fine for you? Or so that's why maybe we collect some questions, or is it? Okay. Because
okay, the question was how the project, how a project can make it easier. For me, it's very simple. Have a legal entity that can create invoices or any legal proof of payment for the amount, and make it easy for a company to do that. So make it easy in such a way that when you get a message that we want to give you 500 euros, we get a response rapidly that increases confidence that's going to work. And then you can, if you are ready to send an invoice just at the moment of payment, that helps. If you have a system that generates invoices, it's even better. You can use online invoice generation systems that exist. If you can use it, it's even easier for everyone. But it's really, really simple, fast reaction time, and getting the invoice easily. If I have those two, I will be willing to donate again.
Okay, so we have another question over here. Two ones.
So mainly, and the perspective on us was by a company's perspective. And this topic has been discussed by the Node.js Technical Steering Committee just recently, as I'm part of that. And Node.js is a part of the OpenJS Foundation, and money is actually not an issue. That's not the main problem. What we need is actually people donating their time and effort into projects. And that is way more valuable as such. So if a company, instead of investing money, because it's really difficult, even like for an organization, you know, you have to decide who's actually going to get that money. Do we pay someone? What is with the others who contributed? It's a really tough question to answer if it's not a single contributor to this open source project. And therefore, just if you pay someone from your company to work on that project, that is mostly really, really valuable.
Thank you. So
that was a pretty important subject. When in a situation when the money is not really an issue, people are issue. And my answer here will depend on the type of the development we are on. In my case, for the most of the projects, we donate small amounts, like 100 euros per year, 200 euros per year. That amount of money doesn't allow you to hire anyone to work on the project. What would be possible would be to donate to an organization that will hire that person, and have multiple companies donate to that person and then hire. Also, hiring someone for a small company, it's an important risk if you do not have funding. Hiring someone for me is more of an approach. Either you have a business model closely related with the project. If you're really doing money with that specific project, then it makes sense. Or if you are a company of like 50, then you can probably allow that. For smaller companies, I think it's a little bit more complicated, unfortunately.
We also try to... Marcus, we have another question over there, and then...
I'd like to highlight a service by a small NGO from Berlin. It's called the Center for Cultivation of Technology, which is like a back-end to open source projects. So they're a registered nonprofit in Berlin. And if you are a small open source project which doesn't have like a company somewhere or like a legal name to yourself, you can go there and say, hey, I'm an open source project, and they could act as a trustee. So they receive donations and they can hold that for your project. So companies can get invoices or like checks that the money has been sent there, and the software devs don't have to care about all the financial stuff for that. So there is like a back end to support open source projects and to make invoicing more easier and at no cost.
You want to respond to that?
Just comment. A small comment for that. Thank you for doing this. And if you could send me details of the foundation, I would be interested in all initiatives that allow that aggregating payments for different projects. Thank you.
Okay, test 1, 2.
Perfect.
You
yes.
I'm also holding up the 5 minutes sign. My question is, well, thank you for mentioning fiscal sponsorship organizations, and I want to give a, yes, Software Freedom Conservancy is a fiscal sponsor organization as well, but there are many others. I know that several of us are very interested in making sure that the projects we accept and therefore take donations for have great governance, and so there can be trust as far as making sure that funds that are donated are used for the project and are used wisely. How do you evaluate governance for these donations, or do you not because there's smaller donations?
I think we are trying to test. It's working. Okay. The question was how we evaluate that the money is going to be well spent. I'm taking a shortcut. We are donating to the projects we know very well. So that's easy. We know the governance. We know how they work. So the check is easy. Donating to projects that we know less, I would definitely agree that getting to a project that is in some aggregator that has policies on the governance, that's an additional plus something point for this project to actually donate it, then to a project that we just absolutely do not know how they work, what's going to happen, they answer to an email after a month, and things like that. That's definitely a bonus point for that project to getting a donation. Absolutely.
Okay, so we have another question over here.
Oh, yeah, no, I got it.
So, coming back to what you said earlier, like at least when you're a computer company, then you can definitely let someone work at least part-time on open source. That would be something really valuable again. I encourage people in my company that I'm working at to work on open source, and we have dedicated time that they may invest into that. Even as a small company, I was able to work on open source because we used open source and we ran into bugs, for example, while developing things, and then I discussed that with the leadership at that point of time. And instead of having a workaround built into the application that we are currently building as a closed source, hey, why am I not going to fix that bug in that open source library that we are currently using? And that's what I did.
One more
break?
I think you have
my
mic.
I completely agree. The money part for me is an addition to all the other open source work you do. We as an open source company, we propose to our customers to upstream their code. That we tell them we can upstream the patches that you have, the fixes that you have. We can help you with working with the open source world for your project. The money part is addition to that. If you are already open source citizen, that's already great. But what I was found out is that quite many projects, I'm involved in Yocto, so that's, I have a lot of experience in that. That's the maintenance part that requires time, and convincing customers
to have people working on maintainers. It's even a problem for the Linux kernel. Yeah, so it's a bigger problem, and I think that without financing people separately from that, yeah, not really going to happen. It already happened with different funding for different open source projects for the maintenance part, and if we can go forward with that, that's going to help. Hands up. But we're happy to discuss with all of you in the corridors.